driving has continued to be a source of pollution. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Trevor Douglas, professor of chemistry at Indiana University, discusses an enzyme that may help us power our cars on water and sunlight.
What if you could run your car on water and sunlight? Plenty of car makers want to make that fantasy a reality with hydrogen cars that combine hydrogen and oxygen in a fuel cell to power an electric motor. But there are problems. The majority of hydrogen fuel is produced from natural gas. The rare earth metals used in fuel cells like platinum are non-renewable and often extracted from the earth in an environmentally destructive and very expensive way. But our lab recently made a scientific breakthrough that provides a possible alternative. One half of the holy grail of generating power from the hydrogen in water. We've done this using a remarkable enzyme found in nature, hydrogenase, which both catalyzes the formation of hydrogen from water and also works in reverse, breaking the bonds in hydrogen and combining them with oxygen to release energy. The hydrogenase enzyme is normally fragile and vulnerable to destruction by heat or chemicals in the environment. But we've encased it inside the protective shell or capsid of a virus, which both stabilizes it and boosts the catalytic efficiency of the enzyme by 150-fold. The hydrogenase is produced by two genes from a common bacterium, E. coli. The capsid that protects these gene products comes from a bacterial virus called bacteriophage P22. We dubbed the resulting biomaterial P22 Hyde. The new material isn't only more efficient than the unaltered enzyme, but it's easy to make. No complex multi-step chemical synthesis needed, it's basic fermentation. We simply grow the bug and let the biology do the work for us. Of course, the other half of our ultimate target remains elusive, the synthesis of hydrogen using sunlight as the energy source. Right now, we can't start the engine without using unwieldy lab methods for driving the synthesis of hydrogen, but we're working on it. If we can incorporate this new material we've made into a solar-powered system, our wheels might never stop turning.
That was Trevor Douglas of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.